Day on BBC Radio 4. Good morning. It's 5:20 on Thursday, the 2nd of January, and it's Alan Smith here at Broadcasting House in London, along with our studio manager, Jonathan Baker. Simon King is standing by with the shipping bulletin, and then at 5:30, it's news briefing. After prayer for the day, farming today, we'll hear how some police forces have been bolstering their rural teams to help combat crime in the countryside. That's at 6:15. But first, a word from Claudia Hammond about the All in the Mind Awards.
If you're someone who's faced mental health difficulties, this is your chance to nominate a person or a group who really supported you and made a difference. Maybe there's somebody you would really like to thank and to appreciate for what they did.
You have until 1 p.m. on Wednesday, the 8th of January, 2025 to enter. Can't wait to read what you have to say.
And now here's Simon.
Alan, thank you. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 2nd of January. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Etsira, South Etsira, Forties, Cromartie, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Miss Biscay, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight. Atlantic high 1037 with little change by midnight tonight. New low expected Skagerrak 994 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north or northwest, backing west for a time 7 or gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9. Snow showers good, occasionally poor. North Etsira, South Etsira, 40s. Northerly, backing westerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Cromartie, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Northwest, backing west for a time 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time. Snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. West or northwest 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, north 4 or 5, backing northwest 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Thames, Dover, Wight, north or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Thames. Showers, good. Portland, Plymouth, north or northeast 4 or 5, fair, good. Biscay, Fitzroy, cyclonic but southwesterly until later in south, 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Sol, northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, north or northeast 4 or 5, showers, good. Irish Sea, northeast 4 or 5, backing northwest 4 to 6 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall, north or northeast, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, wintry showers, moderate or good. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, north, backing northwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time, snow showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, Faroes, north or northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Fair Isle. Snow showers, good, occasionally poor, light icing in North Faroes. Southeast Iceland, northwesterly, veering northerly 5 or 6, becoming variable 3 or 4 later. Snow showers, good, occasionally poor, light icing in north. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, north by east 4, 24 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Stornoway, north-northwest 5, rain 8 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Lerwick, north by west 6, freezing fog 14 miles, 1010, rising. Lucas, northwest 2, 32 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Bridlington, northwest 3, 1012, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north-northwest 4, 11 miles, 1012. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1012. Jersey, west-southwest 3, recent rain 16 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north by east 4, more than 27 miles, 1014. Scilly Automatic, north 3, 19 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Valentia, northeast by north 3, 24 miles, 1019, rising. Ronald's Way, north by west 3, 24 miles, 1017, rising. Malin Head, north 4, 24 miles, 1019, rising. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. High pressure centred over the Atlantic will maintain a cold northerly or northwesterly flow, the wind strongest and coldest in northern waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northerly or northwesterly, backing westerly for a time 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north. Snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwest, backing west for a time 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 near Rattray Head. Snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitsby. Northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later, snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northwest, backing west later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northwesterly, backing westerly later 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6. Wintry showers in north, good, occasionally poor in north. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. North or northwest 3 or 4, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North, veering northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North or northeast 3 or 4, showers at first in west, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North or northeast 4 or 5, backing northwest 5 or 6 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Man of Galloway. North 3 or 4, occasionally 5, backing northwest 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later. Wintry showers later, good. Isle of Man. North 4, occasionally 5, backing west or northwest 5 to 7 later. Fair, showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Loch Foyle to Conifer Loch. North, backing west or northwest later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. North or northwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamerican Point. North 4 to 6, backing northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Showers, wintry until later, good, occasionally moderate. Ardamerican Point to Cape Wrath. North, backing northwest for a time, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, north or northwest 7 or gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Snow showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes this shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 2nd of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. President Biden says the suspect in the New Orleans attack had posted ISIS-inspired videos expressing a desire to kill. The number of patients being diagnosed with cancer at an early stage in England has risen to its highest level. In business, more than 13,000 UK shops closed down in 2024, up more than a quarter on the previous year. And in sport, Arsenal have closed the gap on Liverpool at the top of the Premier League to 6 points. President Biden has said that just hours before yesterday's deadly attack in New Orleans, the suspect had posted videos indicating that he was inspired by the Islamic State group and had expressed a desire to kill. At least 15 people are now known to have died when a pickup truck was rammed into crowds celebrating the new year. Dozens more were injured. The driver, an army veteran from Texas, was killed in a shootout with police. Security officials don't believe he acted alone. President Biden said the nation grieved with the people of New Orleans, and he had this defiant message.
New Orleans is a place unlike any other place in the world. It's a city full of charm and joy. So many people around the world love New Orleans because of its history, its culture, and above all, its people. So I know, while this person committed a terrible assault on the city, the spirit of our New Orleans will never, never, never be defeated. It always will shine forth.
Mr. Biden also confirmed that law enforcement officers were investigating whether the New Orleans attack was linked to an incident just hours later in which a Tesla Cybertruck exploded outside Trump Tower in Las Vegas. One person in the vehicle died, seven others were injured. Tesla's boss Elon Musk said the blast was caused by fireworks or a bomb being carried in the truck and was unrelated to the vehicle itself. Kevin McMahale is the sheriff of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police.
We're absolutely investigating any connectivity to what happened in New Orleans, as well as other attacks that have been occurring around the world. We're not ruling anything out yet.
NHS figures suggest the proportion of patients in England being diagnosed with cancer at an early stage has risen to its highest ever level. The latest data on 13 of the most common cancers shows that nearly 3 in 5 patients are now being diagnosed at the earliest stages of the disease, giving them better outcomes. But the NHS is struggling to see patients quickly post-diagnosis. In October, 2/3 of cancer patients were seen within 62 days of an urgent referral, well below the target of 85%. The Home Office Minister, Jess Phillips, has said police and prosecutors must take non-contact sexual offences, such as indecent exposure or obscene phone calls, seriously.